Friday to remind the Aleph Cholomai Tzukhut of 9 tests, Rav Chaim Heimlich.
Just like to make a bit, just a short hakdumah before we start. I do speak perfect English, maybe with an accent, but I speak perfect English. But usually, Shira Torah, I'm not used to saying it in English, so it's possible that some Yiddish words will be mixed in. I hope the Olam will understand that. Here is Shala. Probably the Shala is Nagaya here as well. The Shala had a couple of years ago. People who have businesses open on Chol HaMoed, b'mukum where it's a Dvar Uved, let's say it's okay to have a business open on Chol HaMoed, or shops, places where people, during the day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, people are working, and kedai to be able to eat b'meshach the day, so they build Sukkos Arai, they build for in the shops or in the businesses, to be able to eat during the day. The Metzias is, if a Sukkah is built in a backyard, of course no one, if a person feels safe in sitting in such a Sukkah, but if a person is building a Sukkah somewhere out of the Yiddish Gegend, and he builds up a Sukkah Sarai there, and it's built in a way where a person wouldn't feel safe in sleeping in that Sukkah, because of the location where it is, or sometimes it's not really built properly, sometimes it's built mamish, but it's not really a closed up sikkah where a person would really feel safe. The question is such a sikkah, is it b'emes a kosher sikkah b'chlal or d'nisht? Because the Ramu Shrap, in Simen Tuf Reish Mem, the Ramu Sif Dalet, Shrap the Ramu, the imusu mitchila b'mukayv shemitztayer, if a sikkah was like a tchila built in a place where a person is mitzdayer, either ba'achila, b'shtiyah, or b'shina, he can't sleep there, he can't do one of these things, eating or sleeping, machmas de misure milistim or ganuvim, he's scared for milistim or ganuvim, kashi b'sikkah, ein yoytze boi sikkah klal, is minish yoytze afile b'dvur mishloi mitzdayer buhem. So even the things was hotish kentzar, he's still not yoytze the loy have kein dira sheichalas shom kol tzruchov. In other words, a sikkah is to be built in a way was beken mekayims on all the mitzvahs of sikkah, achila, shtiyah, shina. If a sikkah is like a tchila built in such a way that the sikkah can't provide those services mekenish tesen and drinken, and also shina, afila it's only because of machmas genuvim or listim, then the sikkah toignish, the sikkah is pusul. So what's the mala of all these sikkahs where people build in such places where there's a chashash of where a person doesn't feel secure in sleeping there? L'choyre is an ishoy tzafila b'shas achila v'shtiya ochot nisht. If a person wouldn't feel safe in sleeping in such a place. The Shar Tzion, later on in the Sif, speaks about a sikke ketana. We all know that the shir of a sikke ketana is zayin al zayin. A sikke the shir is ayat fuchem azayat fuchem. So the chazal on mashar given that that's the goydel, that's it's big enough. A person should be able to go into the sikah yosha to be yosha v'sikah roisha v'riboy v'shulchunoy if the shulchunoy is a tefach yosha v'shulchunoy, that's enough. But of course there are some people master legabe shina. At the end of the day, Zayin al-Zayin, Shikh HaZanish is 70 centimeters. It's not so gefährlich, but Shir B'chamnu is even smaller than that. But even 70 centimeters is quite small. And many people would be mitztayer b'shah shina in a sikha of that size, which is only Zayin Tvuchem al-Zayin Tvuchem. So the Shara Tzion Bemis is done. Such a person who can't sleep in this sikha because he's mitztayer b'shah shina because of the cut, it's so small the sikha, Zayin Azayin Lechoyer the Chashash on Achila V'Shtiyah as well. The same problem. B'Shah Shina is a Doch Mitztayer. Mamad the Sikha should be Pusul Efila Lagab Achila V'Shtiyah. So the Sharatziyan Shrapt of them B'Shem Deran the Megayit Busa Rav B'nai Udom. We follow what Rav B'nai Udom would we can't look at each Yuchid. We've got to look at Rav B'nai Udom. And Zaytos Chazalom and Zoy Mashayar Givein the Rav B'nai Udom can sleep, feel comfortable enough to sleep in a sikah which has Zayin al Zayin. So even if we have mikzas b'nei Yudom who don't feel comfortable, gait b'busa rov b'nei Yudom, rov b'nei Yudom, for rov b'nei Yudom, that's enough to be able to be mishayir, the shir, although a yuchid might not be able to, would be mitzvah b'shashin, mekiklish lo b'yed a yuchid, the kikin of rov b'nei Yudom.
Heinz has mentioned that the man
with Funoki. Yeah, Kenza, the Sharatian Shrab. That mentions that I'm a finuk, it's only I'm a finuk, but Rav and Ayudim are not like that. But yes, Ludin, but and it's hard to, it's a shvetzi, tosh on the shir of Chazal, sof, Chazal, the chavegi like their shir. Yeah, but mitzad the spura, it's the amukum tzidan zan wegen them, So lemasa, but coming back to Eir Shale l'choyre is a zach, which l'choyre, I think we would say that Rav and Ayudim would be makbet. Rav and Ayudim would be scared to sleep in such a mukum, if it's open, it's a mukum puritz, mechateise, the Rav Bnei Yudom would feel comfortable sleeping in such a sikha. So if we're going with this mahalach of the Shara Tzion, lechoyre, it's nish maspik for the Venidim Didon, because Venidim Didon, Rav Bnei Yudom probably would be mitztayer b'shah shina as well. As in Mimele, if Rav Bnei Yudom are mitztayer b'shah shina, that becomes a p'tol legabe, that passes the sikha legabe achila v'shtiya ochet. So that mahalach lechoyre, the Shara Tzion lechoyre won't, but nish maspik zan for air problem. The Mishnah Berurah has another mukum to be maiku in sif kut nuchuf. The Mishnah Berurah brings down cholkim al das on the shittas of Ramu. I mean, this yisod was Ramu tavege like that a sikh has to be ruah lachila v'shtiyah v'shina. This yisod is nishta alive de kila alma. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the chacham tzvi is cholik. And the Sharatzian like to see that the Benoi Yavetz, the Chacham Tzvi son the Yavetz, is also choylik on the Ramu. And Mamayla, it's Rishta Livi de Kila Alma. That's what the Mishmiri says. So Yituchan, the Bemukoim, was Hotish can bride, if this is the only option that a person has, Hotish can under the Sikh, and this is where he is, as Ken Zan, that Bemukoim are Tzoyrich, there is a Mukoim, Efshet to be Soymich, on the Shittas of Chacham Tzvi, and the Yavetz. Was halten that the sikha is kosher kneged the Ramu. But even the Dasa Chacham Tzvi, zukt the Mishnah Berurah, the sikha is nicht kosher leketchila. That means, the Chacham Tzvi is only choylik on the Ramu legabe bedieved. Shasat chag, motish kamreire. But if it's a inyan of leketchila, even the Chacham Tzvi agrees that it's nicht los gehalten leketchila. So, Yituchen lo the Dasa Chacham Tzvi abadah yo. But it's not a leketchila d'gezach. If a person wants to be yoytze al hashitas, lechoyre volter is gedai, he should be careful not to eat in such a sikha. And belavuch, most poskim really don't agree to the Chacham Tzvi. The Rav Shechonurach and the Kafachaim, and Kitzah Shechonurach, and the Tshiva Navin and Ezer, Vime Kiknor, all other poskim do follow the psak of the Ramu, that a sikha has to be ruah lachile v'shtiyah v'shina, the loyka Chacham Tzvi. So let me boy, Ladas Rav Poskim the Sikh is pusul, but even according to the Chacham Tzvi, at the end of the day, the Chacham Tzvi is also not a b'dieved digezach, sishkan leketchila digezach. So now, if Shazichim would find the other mahalach efsher, we can be yashvazan the efsher limit schis on the If someone would learn the Bi'er HaLucha, it seems to be from the Bi'er HaLucha that the Bi'er HaLucha is metzaltet lehukul in this shala. Because the Bi'er HaLucha brings down, you do have a platz, shav the Bi'er HaLucha b'shem de levish, sheyesh limchois bo'oison sheoisim sikes berechoi vois. But if Moichel, he was machen the sikes on the streets, sheyiyev shelishon shomachmas moire haganuvim, not moire to sleep there because of ganuvim, sheyizike legivon is ket, they're going to be mazikim. So the Levi shrapt medaf moichazan. The sikah is takapusel according to the psak. Kefshita seromu. Zuk the Bi'er HaLucha. So the Bi'er HaLucha says on that Levi mash and mefarash yad Ephraim. As the Ephraim mugen avruim mash me the dasa mugen avruim ba'atzma el hukul bezed loyke Levish. But lot fish tait in yad Ephraim comes out that the mugen avruim maybe is choylek on the Levish. And then like to the Bi'er HaLucha, there's also the Chacham Tzvi who is Michael. So maybe we can betzarav zan the Chacham Tzvi. With the Yad Ephraim, is Mahalach in the Mugen of Ruam, and maybe this is Nishta Zevi the Rumu. That's what it seems to be when, if someone would learn the Bi'er HaLucha, Lefim Pashtas, the Bi'er HaLucha is trying to be Malam, trying to find the Mukoim, Luhukul, Betzir of the Chacham Tzvi with the Yad Ephraim's Pshat, Badas of Mugen of Ruam. Problem is, maybe that's Taka, it seems to be that's Taka what the Bi'er HaLucha really wants to say, but as Mekik Taran in Yad Ephraim in a Vainig, is the divrei? If that's what the Bi'er HaLucha really means, it's mamish turich in, because the Yad Ephraim is talking about sikas b'mkoymos hakarim, to build sikas in countries in a country where it's very cold in places where lemaase it's mamish im make it's impossible to sleep in the sikah machmas tina. So the Yad Ephraim is done. So if we're going to follow the psak of the Rumu, was the Rumu shrab that every sikah has to be ruel also l'shin and nishal chilav v'shtia. So all the sikhs are pusul, kem doch gunishtin. So the Yad Ephraim, that this yisod of the Ramu, that a sikh has to be ruel lachile v'shtiv v'shin, is only in mekoymes where it's nishta, b'em is nishta so cold, not so cold, and mekend dot mekayim zan all the mitzvahs of the sikh, and he built it in a way for sleeping as well, and he built it in a way that this sikh is not ruel l'shina. It's impossible by Metzias to yoytzan the Indian of Shina b'chol Indian. It's because I gab the Torah is geret. Tush tait in Yad Ephraim. So the Yad Ephraim is not really saying that you thought to be choylek on the Ramu. The Yad Ephraim is putting a tnai, a condition into the psak of the Ramu, that the Ramu had geret on such a oifen where it's possible to build the sikah properly, but oy mekanisht. But if a person can build a sikah, like what the Levish is saying, and he can build a sikah in a private chutzah where he feels safe, it's because governor, the other frame came on this giret. So, the only day which we have is, like we said before, the Das HaChacham Tzvi, which the Chacham Tzvi is only Michael B'diyev and Nishla Ketchila, and the Das Rav HaPoskim is the Chishtunginim and the Chacham Tzvi anyway. Says so the Chodr, the Sha'al Ledichta, we're back to where we started. In these sikas, was in a gemach geworden in such a way because a person wouldn't feel safe b'shas shina. In Siman Kufresh Lametes, the very famous Ramu, people who want to be soimach on this Ramu, but Ramu, in Siman Kufresh Lametes, in Sif Beis, so the Ramu speaks there about the Indian of Shina Besika, why people are noyeg lehukul in Indian of Shina Besika. People are not, some people like Kapunim, are meikul in the Indian of sleeping in a Sika. So the Ramu is looking for a limitzchis on these people, for Musis ben Michael. So the Ramu shrapt, Masha nehagin hukul achshav b'shina, shayin yeshayinim b'sika rak hamadagdikim b'mitzves, oyle medagdikim sleep in the Sika, but oylem is noyeg lehukul. So the Ramu, other is the time is Shimtzina, b'mekoymus where it's cold, is noch mitztay. That's mamish p'tar medina de gemura. And then the Ramu says, v'linir mishim the mitzvah sikah ishibaisoi ishveishtoi kiderech she dor kol hashunu. Well, the decider is it's a tzeni shayach for someone who's it's not shayach for a bucher, tzeni shayach for anyone who's not shenchas negat. So the Ramu says, stav tov zah teish v'kein tadiri. der Mugen Avruam, also ich steigt in der Rumu. So der Mugen Avruam stellt sich auf dem, if this, der Mugen Avruam Lamaße doesn't agree to this Rumu, that the Heter is Kederich Shadol Kalashunu Ishbe Ishtoi, der Mugen Avruam says that the Heter is Alts Mitztair. Der Rumu is saying, it's the same Heter, the Heter is Kederich Shadol Kalashunu, the Heter is only, not for a Bucher, only for a Nusi, someone who is married, but the Heter is nicht nur Kederich Shadol Kalashunu, but he is Mitztair. Das ist so lernt der Mugen Avruam. Anders wie der, nicht als Teich wie kein Tudiri, nur als Begeide Mitztair. I'm not going into all the prutum, what the Mugen Avruam really means. But at the end of the day, what the Mugen Avruam is learning is that the Ptar, those people who are Noyag Luhukul, Beshine Besike, Rakam Dag, the Kim Mitzvahs, is because a person who is married is doing a Heter for Mitztair, they shouldn't have to sleep in the Sike, can't sleep in the Dros, can't sleep in the he can sleep at home. Frag the Mugen Avruam, this is the Biki what we're trying to get to. If this is true, that a person is mitztayer, if this is an emissary yisod, that Udom is mitztayer b'sha'a shine, v'al s'ken nishan, b'ay Udom nusi, because v'as nisht nish v'ishtoi, k'derech sh'dor kol ha'shunu, keep the host that this seeker, according to the remove from Simen Tuf Reish Mem, was the remove shrap, that a seeker has to be ru'a l'achile v'shtiyeh v'shine. So any person who's is an nus, any person who is married, in Baim is es begeide mit Stai, b'sha'a shine, weil kenne ich bekam sein mitzvahs ish vishto in der Sikke, is er doch, kippt doch aus, dass er mit Stai, b'sha'a shine, is meile, kippt doch aus, dass this person kenne ich schiöitze sein, achille vishti auch nicht. That's what the Mugen Avruam asks. That means, if you're going with the heter of the Mugen Avruam says, the Mugen Avruam is saying, that Sima Zoi, the heter is, als mit Stai, and the Ramuz, Yesod is, that someone who is mit Stai, b'sha'a shine, a Sikke, who is mit Stai, b'sha'a shine, is pusul even like Abachile v'shtiye. If the Yesod here of Ishvishta is also built on the heter, on the gator of Mitztai b'sha'a shine, where of the Sikha pusul b'sha'a sechile v'shtiye as well? Maile b'lav tu gremrum, if this is an MSA heter, for which was only shluffen in the Sikha because it's Mitztai b'sha'a shine, kim tochos vater that the Sikha is pusul to start with, like Abachile v'shtiye ochet. Kamaste the Tiruzuf, Tiruzuf reik the selbe kasha, that's not the Mugravrum, it's kasha, the Tiruzuf has the same kasha. So the Mugen Avruam, the terrace of the Mugen Avruam is that the Sikha is Ru'a L'shina. You can't sleep there. It's possible to sin, nor Erota Ptor from Mitztair. So that Ptor from Mitztair is only B'sha'a Shina. B'sha'a Sechile V'shtiye, he doesn't have that Ptor. It's not only Mitztair. Meir, B'sha'a Sechile V'shtiye is a Mechiv. B'sha'a Shina, who says Mitztair, Meir is a Puta. To explain the Yesod of the Mugen Avruam better, I think Pshat for the Mugen Avruam is, what the Mugen Avruam is trying to say is that the chilek is if the sikha is not ru'a l'shina because of the mivna of the sikha, the structure of the sikha, how the sikha is built, how the sikha is built. If the sikha, the structure of the sikha, is built in such a way, musmat moire tishlufen da'otan is mitztai v'sha'a shina, so there, such a sikha, because of the whole mivna of the sikha is built in a way with mekanish mekayim zan all mitzvah sikha, we can't be mekayim mitzvah shina, kemo shenochesh mekayim zan, mitzvah achile v'shtiyeh as well. But if the sikha is built in a structure which we can't shluf and daten, a bucher can shluf and daten, no problem. Just this, nor anusi has a duvor chitzoini, an outside, a duvor chitzoini, a problem min atzad, that he's mitztaye machmas shina, but the eitzem, the mivna sikha is good enough, which we all can and daten shluf, and his guides is daran and geder from a sikha she'ene ruhe l'shina. Says the sikha beitzem, which is ruhe l'shina, it's ruhe for all the Zeruchem, which a sikha needs. And Mamayla, the sikha with Zaham Kusher, even B'sha'as Achille V'shtiyeh as well. Yeah, Kiliyeh, that's the Chesunin is in the Gavra, not in the Chefze. The sikha is built properly, but the Chesunin is in the Gavra, the person doesn't feel comfortable here. Machmas is his own problem. He doesn't have that problem. Mamayla, the sikha daf Zaham Kusher. That's the Chayr, what the Mugen Avruam is trying to say. I'm not sure this Mugen Avruam, if this Mahalach really fits into the Ramu, which in Simen Tuf Reish Mem, which we started with. When the Ramu says that Matunish Bo Nasik, you can't build a Sikha in a Mukoim where we're scared of Ganuvim or Gazlunim. Talmud doesn't mean dafke because he built the sikke, which is time kechusim and shlishes afilu tevach where it's open, and pushet he's pushet scared to be there overnight during the night because people can see in what's going on in the sikke. L'choyre, the Talmud is talking about a sikke which is built properly. It's kenzam famacht. I mean, leketchil daf sikke shtait Talmud. The sikke should be leketchil built four walls or meken. Lishmahakev avade or meken. The pshat is that the sikke. What the Ramu is speaking about is Simon Tufresh Mem, where the Ramu says this yesod. The Rasik has to be ruled, Achile, Vishtia, and also Shina. The Ramu Lechoyre means, doesn't Dafke mean where the Sikha is built, because the structure of the Sikha is built in a way, in such a way where it's open and is scared from Ganuvim. We're talking about a Sikha which is built a normal, Kenzan, Afila, Gebot properly with four walls, closed with the Schach, Viz Daf Tzizan, but at the end of the day, a sikh is sofka sofnish kambayis, and it's a sikh is a chadira sarai. The schach is always open, the roof is, it's an open roof. People, a person by metzias doesn't feel safe in sitting in a sikh which is not completely closed up. B'mukam is doach hashash bin ganuvim agazlunim. When the levish, what the Rabbi Aluch brings down, where the levish says that you shouldn't build a sikh but a choyves. So is the levish talking about a sikh which is built in such a way where the mivna of the sikha is an achoyz darge from a proper sikha? No, the sikha is built in a normal way. Where if the sikha would be in the Yiddish gegend, let's say, a person would feel comfortable enough to sleep there. It's safe enough to sleep. The structure of the sikha be'etzem even on the berachoyves is be'etzem azam, a type of structure where the sikha be'etzem is built in a way with mekendot shlufen, but because the sikha is oimed barachoyv or b'mukav is the metziyim gazlunim and gazlunim, but metziyas a person doesn't feel safe there. But it's hard to say that the structure of the sikha is built v'yizdavtzizan geherik. So and still the Ramu says on that the sikha which is mitzdair b'shas shina is pusul b'shas achila v'shtia. That seems to be mechiyach that the yisod of the Mugen Avraham is nish temes. All pshat is we're not learning the right pshat in the Mugen Avraham. Maybe Mugen Avraham means something else. But just to say that it's not with the structure of the sikha, l'choyre vet nish ve'emferen, the Ramu doesn't seem to be mechalik, this chilik. It doesn't seem to be that's the emes of mechalik in the Ramu. The only limitzchis, the best limitzchis l'maase, maybe the oilem will be able to find something else. But at the moment, what's getroffen is the Bekir Yaakov, he wants to tana that the Ramu never meant this. The Makar of the Ramu is B'maaseh B'divrei HaMotcha. So the Bekir Yaakov wants to tana that the Ramu, the Motcha, really never meant to say that a Sikha has to be built in a way where it's giving all the services. We can essen, we can shlufen, we can trinken, nish dus pshat. The Torah had gezut besikas taish v'shiva siyumim kol rezach b'yisul yayshiv basikos. Taish v'kei tadiri. A person has to be able to sleep in a sikha, has to be able to eat in the sikha, he has to be able to do all his shemishim which he needs to do, he has to be able to do in the sikha. Now, if a person will build one sikha which is ru'a l'achila v'shtia only and not l'shina, but he'll have another sikha min atzad v'yeken mekaim zam mitzvah shina in the sikha, that's also okay. Sepshat azoy, that the Sinishkan din, that every sikha has to provide all the services. Nishlo sepshat. The main stuff, the person has to be able to be mekayim, taish v'kei tadiri in a sikha. If a person will build enough sikhas to be able to provide alt v'sadaf uben, each sikha can serve its own purpose. So the sikha which is built out of town or in the mukoyim, v'sidu ha'pachet v'inganuvim et gazlunim of the goyim, is taka only ru'al achila v'shtia, kenem v'kaim zan do'otin l'chol ha'puchas, mitzvah achila v'shtia. As long as he still has a sikha at home, v'sidu at home, he can be v'kaim, kenem v'kaim zan mitzvah shina, so the person can, kenem of zem v'dem to v'kaim zan, the mitzvah v'sikha zem v'zlav tizan, k'rui, is v'kai governor, so both sikhas are kusha. As we started v'kir Yaakov. I wouldn't say that the Ramu's lushan seems to be, doesn't fit into the Lusha of the Mus so good. The Mus doesn't seem to say that. The Mus seems to be saying that a sikha has to be built in such a oifen. But Al Kapunim, the Bekir Yaakov brings an eyes to his yisod as well. Al Kapunim said, so this is a pshashtikul mahalach, was mekem yashav zan, as man soll, man kann mit keinem sagen, mit zwei Sikas, as long as a person has two Sikas, lechol apuchas, er darf sein, to have a Sikas, which is Ruhe, Lashina as well, but ja, gavane, kere, joitze, sam, mit zwei Sikas, even in the other one as well. Just an interessante Schale, I don't know if it's Negea here in Manchester, but in Melbourne, in Australia, we have the Schale a lot. There's a type of Balchai, by us it's called a possum. It's a possum. I don't know if they have it here as well. But there's so many of them that they're mamish, it's mamish, Makas Medina. But the Goyim are very mechabed, this Balchai. The Maturus is shepherd, you're not later kill them, you're gonna let them run free. And the Matthias is that these possums, these Balchai, they run over power lines and in trees. That's where they live. They live in the trees. And they jump from one tree to the other. And people, on Sikkis, it's a huge problem. Because what happens is, they're all over the place. Mamish. Vime geit no, vime steit. And they jump onto the schach. They jump onto the schach of the Sikkis. Now, v'sha'as achile v'shtia, most people are not so mefinik, that the mekenish esem v'sha'as ma'asa. But in the middle of sleeping, most people become v'shas shina is a psa. People is psarayas in the person. And the mitzvah is that by v'shas shina, many people don't feel comfortable sleeping in the sea. They're worried that it might fall through in the middle of sleeping. It's mitzvah. The person doesn't feel comfortable. So we have this big shala there. It's a ladas ramu. Was the ramu shrab the sika davzaru lachile v'shtiyah and also l'shina. So the mitzvah is this the sika zaru lachile v'shtiyah. But l'gabi shina we have a problem and. I feel that the hetiv in the Bikira Yaakov is a bit of a problem because this is the sikah with the gemachkavar and the shina as well, and still open their problem. The master is no eitzer you can get. Sorry. So this is efshah hetiv with mekene efshah zugin. See efshah belav uchazevi. The other frame zug mekoymes akarim is mekene zechinish kenaitzer geiven is takemitter. So v'echrev the Torah geret such mekoymes as well. The master with mekene tini is what is found the eitzer to. They have the such alarm systems. Which are specially built for these balachaim, which mekan some people don't hear it, but the balachai does hear it. If you set it up in the sikah, and thus that's megarish the balachaim. But Rabbi Kapunim, undeim is yesh ludin tivet si mekan vemes mekayim zan the mitzvah is daft zan.
Yes.